Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabose. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding here at the bottom, the last word of Tes Vav Amud Beis. And if you remember, we were talking about the Mishnah that we have, Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim, the Mishnah on Yudalad Amud Aleph, where basically we have a bunch of opinions in terms of how much you're allowed to be metame items. Rabbi Chanina had said you're allowed to be metame a shlishi to turn it into a sheni. Rabbi Akiva said you're allowed to be metame a shlishi l'tuma and turn it into a rishon. Then we had Rabbi Meir, and this is what we're dealing with right now. Rabbi Meir had said from their words, and we weren't sure whose words we were talking about. We had suggested a couple of possibilities, but from the words in the Mishnah or maybe elsewhere, anyway, from their words, we learned that you can burn truma tahora, that's chametz, on Erev Pesach with truma tamea, that's chametz. You can burn those together, even though you can make something that's completely tahor, you can turn that into something, you can make that tummy. And Rabbi Yossi had disagreed with him and said, no, eno mi amida, the comparison you're making between whoever you're quoting and this, and the case of truma that's tummy, and truma that's tahor, and Erev Pesach, is not a good comparison. Now, the last thing we had just suggested at the end of the daf over here was that Rabbi Meir was based on Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim, and in that case, Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim was talking about with the Ava Tumah, meaning the thing that the higher level of Tumah was Tamei D'Oraisa, but the thing that was a Shlishi was Tamei Midrabanan, and therefore really it was Tahor Midrabanan. And therefore Rabbi Meir said, okay, so if you can be Metame, something that's Tahor Midrabanan, so then, same thing on Erev Pesach. If you have truma that's chametz, that's tahor, you can be metame it by burning it with truma that's tame, truma that is tame. Now we had continued to explain that, and this is where Rabbi Yirmiyah, if you're kind of like following along on the daf over here, that the case in what meaning the case of Rabbi Chanina's, saying that you can do this, that you can be metame. The item that was Tamei Midrabanan was the following. Let's just pick up from over there because it'll flow into the next daf. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Hacha bebasar shenitzba b'mashkin." The case is Rabbi Chanina is that the meat is been metame with liquid shenitzba mumachmas sheretz that became tame from a sheretz. I mean, the liquid is what is metame. The other thing, right? V'azda Rabbi Meir l'tamei, and this is Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yossi l'tamei, and Rabbi Yossi's shita. This is exactly the machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi elsewhere. Had it where elsewhere? So Rabbi Meir l'tamei, Rabbi Meir's shita is that tumas mashkin l'tamei achirin midrabanan. That liquid, even though it can be become that liquids can become tamei midaraisa, but it can be metame. It can transfer tuma to other things. That's only midrabanan. Again, so therefore, when the item in question, the shlishi, is now tamei, right? It's only becoming tamei midrabanan. It's only tamei midrabanan. Rabbi Yossi the tamei and Rabbi Yossi's shita is that the damar tumas mashkin the tamei achirin del raisa. That no, when liquid is metame other things, that is del raisa. So again, if you're telling me that it's derabanan, like Rabbi Meir says, so then the meat, that the liquid that came out of the meat that was metame the other meat, so again, that you're dealing with an item that's tahor midaraisa, and only tame midrabanan. So therefore, similarly, when you have chametz that's tahor midaraisa and chametz that's tame midaraisa, you can burn them. But Rabbi Yossi is saying that the liquid that came out in Rabbi Chanina's case is metame other things midaraisa. So therefore, the shlishi, the meat that was tame midaraisa. And therefore, you cannot draw the parallel from Rabbi Chanina to Rabbi Meir's case, where you can burn something that's tahor. Right? Rabbi Chanina, according to Rabbi Yossi, is only talking about a scenario where you're increasing the tuma midaraisa of an item, not when you're turning something from tahor to tuma. D'tanya, and this is exactly the machlokes. Safek mashkin litama. If you have a kid, I mean, the situation is that you have safek mashkin, and you don't know whether the liquid themselves is tame or not. So then, in that case, tame, right? Because liquids are tame midoraisa. Latame achirim, but to be metame others, meaning to tame other things, meaning to touch other items and make the other items tame. So then, if the liquid has a suffix, whether it was metame other things, so then it's going to be tahor. Meaning, if we're not sure whether the liquid touched other things, then it's going to be tahor. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meaning that if you have a suffix whether the liquid itself is tame, so then it's tame. If you have a suffix whether the liquid contaminated other things, so then it's going to be tahor. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chein hayi Rabbi Elazar. Omer Rabbi Elazar said as well, kidvarov, just like Rabbi Meir, and we're going to analyze that in a second. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says lakol tame. Everything is tame, meaning anything that you have a suffix with liquid, everything is tame. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that, right, again, midah reisa, liquid can be metame. So therefore, a suffix, midah reisa, is going to be lechumra, right? It's going to be tame, right? If you're telling me that transmitting tuma via a liquid to something else is drabanan, so then it's a suffix drabanan, it's going to be tohar, according to Rabbi Meir. Now, that's not exactly how we determine suffix tuma. Usually the rule is, Suffolk Tumah Rishus Yachid is Tame, and Suffolk Tumah Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabin is Tahor. But okay, again, you have to just kind of plug those in wherever it is. But if it's Midar, meaning that's only if you're going to say Midar Reisa, but Suffolk Tumah Midar Abanan is for sure going to be Tahor. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Elazar agrees with him, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, transmitting Tumah with liquids is Midar Reisa, so therefore any Suffolk, whether it itself, the liquids themselves are Tame, or transmitting Tumah to someone else, so that's also all going to be tame because suffik darais lechumra. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon say la ochlim tamein la kelim tahorim. They make a split that liquid can be metame food, but it cannot be metame kelim, any other types of utensils. So this is exactly what we see. That meaning that according to Rabbi Yosi, right, tame liquid can be metame food midaraisos. So that's exactly what we're talking about. According to Rabbi Meir, liquid cannot be metame food midaraisos. It can only be metame food midarabanan. So that's exactly parallels the machlokas that we had before. Okay, so basically working off that last brisa, we're now going to spend pretty much the entire daf talking about the tuma and the extent at which liquids can be metame. And that's okay. So, and the Gemara asks like this: "V'savra Rabbi Elazar Mashkin Islu Tuma Ba'olam." Right? Really, does Rabbi Elazar hold that the Mashkin can ever become tummy? Right? We had said that Rabbi Elazar. Right? What did we say? We said Rabbi Meir holds that if you have a suffix, whether the liquid itself is tummy, then it's tummy because that's the right stuff. If it's a suffix, whether it was metame other things. Since that's Durabanan, transmitting Tumah via liquid is Midurabanan, according to Rabbi Meir, says that suffix is going to be Tahor. And then we said, V'chein haya Rabbi Elazar Omer Kidvarov. And so too Rabbi Elazar says, like what Rabbi Meir said. So, is that really true that Rabbi Elazar holds that there's such a thing as liquid becoming Tumah? But Tanya, we have another brisa that says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Tumah Lamashkin Kol Liquor. There is no Tumah for liquids. And Teda, I'll prove it to you. Sharei Hayed Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda. Whenever you have a Hayed, meaning that somebody testified, instead of like Beshamai Omrim, right? Instead of there's Hayed, there's a testimony. I don't know all of Shas, but I would imagine 98 out of 100 times it's going to be from Masachas Edios, because basically, if you ever learn those Mishnayos, so it's basically just a list of testimonies that people got up in Yavne, in Karen B'Yavne. It's a little bit sad of a story, but basically, you know, when they saw that the Beis Mikdash was going to be destroyed, so I think it was Rabbi Yochanan who asked Nebuchadnezzar for Yavne Chachamah. He asked for Yavne. They should give him a gift. So I think that's the story goes. He snuck out of the city, etc., etc., and told him he was going to become king. Now, maybe not Nebuchadnezzar, maybe it's someone else. I'm blanking on the names. But either way, he asked for Yavne v'chachamah, and then, so basically the Sanhedrin went to Yavne, and, you know, before stuff got lost, so they basically just took testimony from all these rabbis that were left, and said, I saw this, and I saw this, and I saw this, to try and retain some of the traditions that were likely about to be lost, because the Jews are going to be exiled. So anyway, so anytime you see Hayed, so 9 times out of 10, or 98 out of 100 times, it's going to be coming from Mesechus Edios. And this is not, is no different. So Yossi ben Yoezer is Tzreda, so he testified, I mean, that's where he's from, Tzreda. So he testified that al-ayl kamtsa, first of all, some type of grasshopper, dachan, that is cane, that is kosher, the al-mashkin base mitabchia, and about the liquid in the place in the Beis HaMikdash where Tovech is the Shecht. So in the place in the Beis HaMikdash where they would Shecht, Dechon, meaning that they are Tahor, not kosher, but they are Tahor, i.e. not Mitame. I mean, the place where all the liquid that came out, right, the middle, obviously the blood, right, there's going to be blood and water over there that they would wash off, you know, the meat after they would shecht it, and then obviously a ton of blood in the shechting place, so that's going to be tahor. Now, so basically, I mean, obviously, you know, it must be that what Yosef ben Yoezer is saying is that if liquid has any tumah whatsoever, at most it's derabanan, right, because if it's not, and it's not, and therefore it's not going to apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, if it's to asher midah, if liquids like blood and water are tummy midaraisa, so how in the world could you tell me that there's no tumma there with the blood and the water in the base mitabchia, in the place where they shechted all the animals? Right, so it must be that at most it's tummy midirabana. So again, what did Rabbi Elazar say? Right, ein tumma lamashkin kol ikar. Right, there's no tumma, and it proves it from Yosef ben Yoezer. So you see that midaraisa, right, there is no tumma whatsoever for liquids. So, and the Gemara says, so how do we, based on how we interpret that braisa, and we're going to use this also as kind of like a jumping off point for the rest of the daf, but there's a machlokas in terms of how you interpret Yosef ben Yoezer's statement. So, Hanichal Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who says, Dachan milatame tumas achirim, that wouldn't Yosef ben Yoezer say that the liquids in the besa tabchio is tahor? That's from being matame other things, but they themselves are tame. Meaning aval tumas. Sorry, jump the gun. Aval tumas asman yeshlam. Meaning they themselves are tame. So then shapir. So then that's okay, because meaning Rabbi Elazar says that liquids are tame midaraisa. They're just not matame other things midaraisa. They're only matame other things midarabanan. Well, that's exactly what Rabbi Meir said. And that's how Rabbi Elazar, who agrees with Rabbi Meir, can fit in with his opinion over here. El Rav, but according to Rav, the Amar Dachan Mamish, who holds that the liquids are tahor lagamre, right? That not that they're only tahor from being contaminating other things, but they themselves are tahor. So Michael Amemar, what are you going to say? I mean, this whole question is only in terms of Rav's understanding of Yosef ben Yoezer, saying that liquids have no tumah whatsoever. So how do you reconcile Rabbi Elazar agreeing with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar in this price is saying that there is no liquids have no tumah? So I'm Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, achta, because in our brisa, Rabbi Elazar is only holding like one shita at Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir had said that liquids are tame midaraisa, but midarabanan they're metame other things. But really, midaraisa they cannot be metame other things. So there, Rabbi Elazar had said, kidvarav. He says like him. Well, really meant only one of his things, meaning that that tuma cannot be transferred, that liquids cannot transfer other things. But he actually disagrees with Rabbi Meir, saying that liquids have tuma midaraisa. He actually holds that liquids don't have any tumah whatsoever. So Gemara says, one second. Kidvarav kamar. Kidvarav with a yud is plural, right? Implying that Rabbi Elazar holds like both statements of Rabbi Meir. Right? Denefishi, implying both of them. And furthermore, v'chein katani. Also says v'chein haya Rabbi Elazar omer. And so too Rabbi Elazar says, meaning implying that he holds like this is exactly the shita. So Gemara says, kasha, you're right. That's difficult, but that's all we got for you right now. Gufa, let's go back to something we just said. Again, like I said, we're going to use this as a jumping off point. Rav Amar Dachan Mamish, Ushmuel Amar Dachan Milatame Tumas Achayim, Aval Tumas Atman Yesh Lahem. That Rav and Shmuel argue is in terms of what Yosef ben Yoezer meant when he said that the liquid in the slaughtering area of the Beis HaMikdash was not Tameh, meaning it was Tahor. Is that Tahor legit? That all the liquids is totally Tahor? That's Rav Shita. Or Shmuel, it says that the liquids themselves are Tameh, but they cannot be Metameh other things. Rav Amadach and Mamish, Rav holds that they're actually Tahor, because Savar Tumas Mashkemi Derabanan. Right, because he holds that liquid being Tame is Derabanan Lagam, right? Because Derabanan Bemashkin Da'am. And the whole Gzeira is liquids outside of Beis HaMikdash. Mashkin based Metabcha Logos, and obviously there's no gzeira inside the Beis HaMikdash. Why would you make more tumah in the Beis HaMikdash with all this kachim around? That doesn't make any sense. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel said, no, dachem milamata, milatame Tumas Achirim, meaning that when Riosu ben Yoazer meant that the liquid is not going to be Matame other things. Now, Tumas Atzman Yishlehem, but they actually themselves, the liquids themselves are Tame because Kasavar Tumas Mashkin Atzman Daraisa. Because you hold that Tuma of the liquids is Daraisa, but Latame Achirim either Rabbanan, but to be Matame other things, that's the Rabbanan, and therefore, right, the Chigazer Rabbanan, right, but Mashkin Da'alma, but Mashkin, but based on Tabcha, low Gazer. Right, so basically, right, Chazal only made that gzera outside the Beis Hamikdash and not inside the Beis Hamikdash. V'chilo gozer rabbanan letzmui achirim, and what in terms of what did Chazal not be gozer that they should be metame other things? Alvatumas atzman yishlam, but still midaraisa, there is liquid that is tame midaraisa. So that's the machlokas between Shmuel and Rav. So Amar le Rav Huna bar Chinna levrei. Rav Huna bar Chinna said to his son, Ki Ailis Lakamid Rav Papa, when you go see Rav Papa, the great Rav Papa, Ramile, ask the following question. Mi Amar Shmuel Milatame, Dachan Milatame Tumas Achirim. Did Shmuel really say that Riosi ben Yoazer meant that they're Tahor to be Matame other things? Aba Tumas Asman Yishlahim. But the really liquids are Tame Midaraisa? So Karikan, Krikan. The pasuk says, "V'basar she'igav b'chol tamei asher yechel." If kodshim touches, something that's tamei, right? You can't eat it. So, meaning, how you're going to end up if the liquid, the blood that comes out of the kodshim is going to become tamei. So, some of that blood is going to be metamei the meat. Right, so the kachim are going to become tamei from anything. Right, the parts of the pasuk says, right, basar she yigav b'chol tamei. If you touch anything that is tamei, the meat is going to become tamei. You have blood coming out of this animal; the blood is tamei. Hello, so all the kachim in the Beis Hamikdash are tamei. So Amar Rav Shisha, Brei de Ravidi. No, meaning to have a reviv a kodesh. No, because it's similar. Meaning the liquid is not going to be tamei the kachim because it's similar to kachim that's on a reviv. Meaning the liquid has a level of a ravi l'tumah. A ravi can no longer transmit tumah to anything. That's what we called pusel before, as opposed to tameh, right? Because that's the last level. So therefore, the liquid is ravi. So the Gemara says, "Maskev lo Ravashi." Ravashi says, "What are you talking about? Ravi b'kodesh l'yaki tameh." That's exactly what we said, right? Ravi b'kodesh is pusel. It's not tameh because it no longer can transmit tumah. Hi ikri tameh. The pasuk here says, well, what does it say? B'chol tamei asher yechel. What are you talking about? Here it's called tamei. Gemara says kashi. You're right. That's also kind of tough. Okay. And again, just this is going to be kind of right. Astute. This is I guess the next one is going to be a kasha on Rav. All right. Either way. So now let's see. Yeah, let's have a kasha on Rav. Again, Rav had said that liquids are not tamei bechlal, and Shmuel had said they're tamei midaraisa, but they can't transmit tuma. Right. That's only midarabana. Tashma, let's bring a proof. Any liquid that you can drink in any kli, right, that can become tamei. So right, you see very clearly, right, that you can become tamei. Right, the puzzle can what is it? Parshas Tzav Shmini. Not sure. But either way, the public seems to say very clear that liquid can become tame. So Gemara says, my yitma hichshir. That no, that pasuk is teaching me that liquids, as we've mentioned before, the yad shach adam, there are seven liquids that can make food susceptible to becoming tame. So that's what it means, that liquids can do, that it can be machshir other foods to be mekabel tuma. So Gemara says, one second, hichshir mirisha the krasha maslei. Well, we already learned the halacha from the first part of the pasuk, mikol ha'ochal asher yeachel. You don't need to teach it to me twice. So the Gemara says, actually we do. One is if the liquid is, not the food, but the liquid is talush, is not attached to the ground, meaning you've already, I guess, taken out of the pit or whatever. V'chad b'mechubarin. Right, and the other case is, let's say you have a pool of water that's in the ground, and that can also be machshir, something else be mekabel tuma. Utsrichi, and you need to teach me both. Diashmin and betlushin, if you would have only told me about liquid that's not touching the ground, mishim dachshivinu, because when you scooped it out of the ground in a ladle or whatever, so then you were machshiv them, you said, oh, this is already a legitimate liquid. Ava mechubarim, if something's still in the pit or whatever, say, malo, you might have thought it's not chashiv yet. V'itanim b'mechubarim, and if you would have taught me that that only liquid that's attached to the ground can be machshir other items to become tameh. Because they're still stuck in their original area, right? Where they pooled after the rains, etc., etc. But since you took out some other, but other water that you kind of removed from their natural habitat, shall we say? Say hello. You might have thought that cannot be metame other things. So therefore, it's really okay. Tashma, I'll bring another proof against Rav. Ach mayanu vor mikveh mayim yeh tahor. Right, meaning only a mikveh mayim, only a pit, a cistern, etc., a spring water, a river. Only that is tahor. Right, implying that other things are tame, meaning that even tlushim. So it says may yeh tahor betum mitumaso. No, that's the only thing that can purify. Right, that doesn't mean that those are the only things that are tahor. That in other liquids. Okay, and then now the Gemara just goes back to what we said before, right? This, I guess you could have put this beforehand, but either way, the Gemara says solution mimachshirin. Right? Can, are you sure that right? Again, we use the pasuk to teach me that water has been taken out of the ground can be machshir, can make other things able to become tame. So is that really true? V'am Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Chanina mashken beis mitabchia. Right? Again, we just. Well, the same thing we're talking about. Liquid from the place where they shechted animals in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo dayan jehem dachan. Not only are they, it's a kind of a weird language, it's not enough that they're tahar, meaning not only are they tahar, el she machshirin. They're not even machshir other items to become a kabbal tamei. So if you're telling me that, again, you have liquid here, you have, what's here? There's blood here and there's water here. So the water obviously has been taken away from its original source. Right, so you're telling me that that it cannot transfer, it's not able to be machshir tuma, it's not able to make other things susceptible become tuma. So the Gemara says, Tilgama aladam. So it must be only talking about the blood, but really the water that you're going to use to wash away the blood or anything, or wash away on the meat, so water can be machshir other items to become tamei. Dam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan minayin ladam kodshim she'ino machshir. How do you know that blood from a korban cannot be machshir other things to become tamei? Shneimar al haaretz tishpachenu kamayim. Apostle says you got to spill the blood of the animals that you shecht on the ground, just like water. Right? Dam shenichbach. Sorry. A little dry here. Okay, dam shenishbach kamayim machshir. Only blood which spills like water is going to be machshir. Is going to make other items tame or make it susceptible to become tame. Not actually transmit tuma, but it's going to enable other items to become tame. But dam sheinu nishbach kamayim ainu machshir. But blood that's not spilled on the ground, meaning is not going to be is not going to make other items. Able to become a kabbal tuma now and what's with the blood of a korban? What do you do with the blood of the korban? Right, you spill it on the ground. I probably should have said when the pasuk says al aris tishpichanu kamayim, that's not a korban. That's referring to what's it called? To animals like a bird or a chaya that you have to spill it on the ground and you have to cover it. I think, if I'm not mistaken. But what do you do by a korban? Right? By a korban, you take the blood and you gather it, right? You're mekabel the blood in a kli, and then you sprinkle it on the mizbeach. So that's not spilled on the ground, and therefore it's not going to be it's not going to be able to make anything else tamei. Maskeler Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. Rav Shmuel Bar Ami said, one second. Harei adam atamtis. One second. There's blood that meaning there's different types of blood when you shecht an animal. There's blood that kind of spurts out. And then there's blood that comes out afterwards. Meaning there's like the kind of like the squirt of the blood, kedamu and nefesh, like the blood of the lifeblood almost. And then there's other blood, the damatansis. It kind of just like oozes out. And that is nishba kamayim, that you don't need to gather in a kli and sprinkle on the mizbeach. Right, that could blood can come out after you have to the initial blood you have to grab in a kli, but the rest of it right again it can fall on the floor. So and then you tell me veinu machshir, but why are you assuming that the blood that we're talking about is the blood that you're accepting in the kli? There's a lot of blood that comes out of these big cows, right? You shecht a big cow for a korban, you're going to get a lot of blood, right? Not all of it goes in the mizbeach. So if you tell me that the liquid is machshir other items to be become a tuma? So you see that there is blood here that is not going to be machshir to be become a tuma, right? So apparently you see even this type of blood is not machshir. So Amalei Rav Zera said, Hanach l'dam atamtis, leave that blood aside. Dafilu b'chula nami lo machshir. It's not even going to be machshir. It's not even going to make other items become tameh if with chulin, right? Even if you're just shechting a cow, I don't know, in your backyard or whatever, right? Because kibbutz minei Rav Shmuel bar Ami. Rav Shmuel bar Ami got this halacha. Dam Rachmanek, as Pasuk says, Rak chazak lo vilti achol adam ki adam hu nefesh. Be strong. Don't drink blood, because the blood is the life of an animal. Dam nefesh hayotzi bo kari dam. But dam she ino nefesh yotzi bo ino kari dam. Meaning, this is what I alluded to before: the lifeblood. Meaning, when the life leaves an animal, so that initial spurt of blood, so that is considered blood. But everything else is not considered blood in terms of, now obviously it's blood, but meaning in terms of a halakhic drink, a halakhic mashke that is able to make other things tamei. When we say yad shach adam, that the dalet of dam is talking about blood, it means this blood that squirts out as the animal dies. So only that is considered to be blood. So therefore, anything else that trickles out afterwards, right? So that's not considered blood in the halachic sense. In order to be able to make other things be susceptible to be becoming tamei. Okay, Tashma. Another question against Rav. Dam shenitmu v'zarko. Let's say you had blood that you took from a korban, and for whatever reason the blood became tamei. And you know what happens at that point? You're not supposed to sprinkle that on the mizbeach, but it happened, and the coin did sprinkle it on the mizbeach. B'shogeg hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. If it was b'shogeg, so everything's fine. But if you did it on purpose, for whatever reason, the coin did it on purpose, so then it's not fine. It's no good. And again, what's the cash over here? Sorry. One second. Meaning dam shenit. Sorry, my bad. Sometimes you miss the obvious one. You're looking for like an implication, right? Dam shenitma, right? You have blood that became tummy, right? So if you're telling me, right, obviously it must be there's some sort of tumma midaraisa over here, right? So apparently that's against Rav. So the Gemara says midrabanan. So actually, no, we're talking about the tumma. If blood became tummy, midrabanan. Uduloki Yosef ben Yoezer yishtreida, and against right, Yosef ben Yoezer. And if you're telling me, right, again, the Bryce who says that there's Durabanan, even on in the base of Tabacha, right, that's against Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer, who said that there was no Tumah in that scenario. Okay, fine. So meaning, and Rav is still fine. Rav can still say that there is no Tumah for liquids, Midarez. Tashma, let's bring another proof. What would the tzitz? Now the tzitz was the head plate that the Kohen Gadol wore, and it had a special koch. It was able to, what the Gemara calls the meratzah, it was able to atone for certain averos. So what did the tzitz atone for? Aladam v'alabaser v'alachelev shenitzma. Her blood and meat and chelev is certain fats that was offered on the mizbeach for those things that became tameh. And then was brought on the mizbeach. So the tzitz will atone for this mistake. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. Whether it was b'shogeg or b'mezid, didn't we just say that it's only b'shogeg and not b'mezid? So the Gemara will discuss that at the end of the Masechta. I don't remember, to be honest. It is definitely discussed at the end of the Masechta. I actually don't remember the answer. But okay, b'li nether, coming attractions. Either way, so whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, b'onis b'mirotzon, b'miyochid, b'mitzibur, whether regardless of the scenario, basically the tzitz is meratzah. But again, we said that the blood can become tameh. So that's against, right? That's against Rav, right? Apparently, tuma can be mekabel, liquids can be mekabel tuma midoraisa. Let me just see if I can flip to the. I'm not sure where that's going to be later. Okay, either way, I'm not going to look for it now. Okay, either way, the Gemara answers Midr Abanan. The Gemara says Midr Abanan, really, it's not Tamei Midar Reisa, the Dam is only Tamei Midr Abanan, Udoloki Yosef Ben Yoezer, Yitzreda, and again, against Rabbi Yosef Ben Yoezer, who said that right? That blood can be metame other things. It cannot be metame other things, and this price says that blood can be metame other things to even in the base tavacha. Okay, last one for today. Tashma, let's try to bring another proof against Rav. Again, who says that liquid cannot become tame midaraisa? V'nasa aron es arvon hakodashim. Aron, again, with tzitz, right? The Aron will wear the tzitz. Kohen Gadol will wear the tzitz, and it will atone for sins with the kodshim. So v'chi eza avon hu nosei, which sin is the tzitz atoning for? Say im avon pigul. If you tell me it's for an avon, a sin of pigul. Pigul refers to if the kohen does not have the proper mindset when shechting a korban, but that's not actually what it means over here. Rashi says over here, we're going to mention pigul and nosar. Usually pigul means, again, as I said, the Kohen had the wrong machshava when shechting the korban, and nosar is stuff that's left over after the zman. Here Rashi says, I was trying to find it, I can never find this stuff, but here Rashi says, as I remember already, that pigul is referring to like the intention. And then nosar is referring to, what's it called? Is referring to that the intention, the meaning, pigul refers to the poor intention of the kohen by the shechting. Is it? One second. I really got to find these rashis. I'm sorry. One second. It's in the middle of the big one. Yeah. So pigul here refers to. Yeah, the machshava to eat the korban outside of wherever it is. Let's say if it's a kodshim, so the kodesh kodashim is obviously in the Beis HaMikdash, wherever the border is, right? Each different korbanos had different borders where they had to be eaten. So wherever the korban you're referring to, pigul means the intention to eat it outside of the restricted area, and nosar here means that the intention would that you intended to eat the korban after however much time you meant to have it. I mean, if a korban todah, so you have a day and a night. If it's a shlamim, it's a day and a night and a day. Whatever it was, meaning you, for whatever reason, the intention of the kohen was to eat it. I don't know, 3 days from now. So even though pigul usually refers to machshava and nosar means leaving it over, here it means that the intention of the kohen was either by pigul to you intended to eat it outside of the restricted area, and nosar here means you had intention to eat it after the allotted zman. Okay, either way, meaning what sin is the tzitz being meratza? Im avon pigul, if it's referring to this the chait of having intention to eat it outside of the area when you shechted or doing any of the services for the korban, harik for nemer lo yeratza. Right, already the pasuk already says that it's no good, meaning that the tzitz is not going to be meratzeh for that. Im avon nosar, if it's for the sin of for having the machshava to eat it after this man, already the pasuk says that that's no good. That's not that it's not. So eino nosar ela avon tuma. It must be that the tzitz is atoning for tuma. Shehutrud kol betzibur. Which is mutter, if most of the tzibur is tame, so tuma is mutter, right? You're allowed to bring a korban if all of Am Yisrael, for whatever reason, is tame, and you're allowed to bring korbanos tzibur, the korban tame, etc. You're still allowed to bring them because there's a concept of tuma hutra betzibur. That's why that's the slight connection that we have today on today's daf to Hanukkah. That there's a question that is asked: why in the world did they need tahor oil? Because there's a concept called tuma hutra betzibur. That the mitzvahs are upon the tzibur, like all the avodas that made something, the shulchan, the menorah, etc., korban tamei, v'chulei. If everybody's tamei, so tuma hutra betzibur. If it's a din in the tzibur, you're allowed to use something that's tamei. Why bechlal do they need tahor oil for Hanukkah? Okay, that'll whet your appetite for Hanukkah. Maybe you look it up. But either way, meaning hutra's tuma betzibur, my love tuma's dam. Right? It must be that this is the avera. That Aaron is atoning for, that the tzitz is being metame for the tuma of blood, meaning that would mean that if you offered tamei blood, so then the korban would be fine. So Amar Papa lo tumas kamatzim. No, it's not referring to blood that's tamei. I.e., again, obviously, if you're assuming that the blood is tamei midaraisa, right, using a pasuk here to teach me that tzitzis is maratza for the blood that's brought on the mizbeach that's tamei. So obviously, blood is tamei midaraisa. So Amar Papa says, no, we're talking about the tuma of kamatzim. A kamitza is for a korban mincha that the kohen used to take his middle three fingers and press it to his, I guess, what is that, your palm, and grab some of the korban mincha, which was flour and oil, etc., and that he would bring it on the mizbeach. That was instead of the zri. That's the parallel to the blood in an animal offering. The kamitza is like the sprinkling of the blood for a korban mincha. So that's what it's talking about. That the tzitz will be maratza, it will atone. If that kamitza, if that flour and oil became tame, and then it was brought, so then the tzitz will atone for that avera. Okay, we'll do the next Toshimat tomorrow. It's Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.